enhancing our strengths and appreciating, a term I will come back to later, our liabilities. We sand down our liabilities with deliberate practice, another term I will come back to later, so they are smooth like glass and create minimal, if any, resistance for ourselves and others. I drink my own Kool-Aid, and yes, my own psychotherapy has proven highly beneficial as one mechanism to varnish personal liabilities. Many others agree with the notion that psychotherapy is an invaluable tool for personal development as well. One example is Debbie Millman. For its price, psychotherapy is a bargain. Given the prevalence of mental illness and addiction in our society, combined with the abrasive personality features we all possess to some extent, there is only gain to be had. I was once coaching a technology executive who was secretly suffering from episodes of depression in spite of a career and family life that would have been envied by practically anyone. In confidence, we determined he needed a brief course of psychotherapy to treat his depression, without medication per his preference. This proved to be an efficacious tool. Not only did he participate in the course of treatment, but his career continued to explode, and he was tracked into a leadership program, a hefty raise and promotion to boot. You may consider yourself well-adjusted. That type of narcissistic thinking falls on the right side of the continuum. You cannot see what you do not see. Narcissism is only one example. Many other personality traits, which you can think of as facets falling on a continuum, may be misaligned in your life. How conscientious are you? Could you do better? Did you fail to connect with someone because of falling short in this area? Did your biases get in the way of being identified for a greater opportunity in your respective professional role? Perhaps you need to work to be more open-minded. We all possess these kinds of blind spots to a greater or lesser degree that first need revelation through discovery in coaching or psychotherapy, followed by action to actually make the change and put these character traits in better harmony. For a final note on the psychotherapy endeavor, I see many people having just as much misfortune with psychotherapy as they do with any other professional engagement. Often the root of the problem is finding the right match. There are numerous types of evidence-based therapy, some short-term, some long-term, which greatly optimize the likelihood of a successful outcome. For example, anxiety and panic is best treated with cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, or mindfulness-based therapy. Similarly, addiction is best treated by an expert in that domain. Check the credentials and expertise of the psychotherapist you choose versus simply relying on the person your best friend has seen. What was good for them is not necessarily good for you. Another aspect of self-development pertains to the mind. This is a bit of a combination of neuroscience and Buddhist thinking about the concept of mind, but it has been scientifically demonstrated that our minds influence our cells. This can all be simply summed up to mean that you are not your thoughts or feelings. The task is to actually be able to observe your thoughts and feelings in a detached, non-judgmental way. In other words, realize you can have control over both, first by observation, and second by non-impulsive action. For most, this is a lifelong endeavor, but the most important aspect is to simply take action now and start to practice. When you arrive at work and you're feeling tense or having any negative thoughts, the first step is to recognize that neither will get you into the right, quote, state of mind or body to perform your best. To disengage, as Thich Nhat Hanh teaches in his book, The Miracle of Mindfulness, you can simply breathe. Taking 7 slow breaths allows you to put your mind and body back in balance, a kind of reboot. This enables you to observe your thoughts and feelings and puts you in a better physiological state to make an agile and precise shift. You accomplish 2 things. First, you relax your body. Second, you relax your mind and give yourself the perspective to change your mind so you may, in fact, regroup with optimism to create whatever solution you are seeking in that moment. This, of course, can be repeated and practiced regularly. Those wishing to go deeper can engage in routine deep breathing or meditation. The style does not matter. You can use a simple non-secular breathing meditation in which you simply close your eyes, sit or lie down, and engage in relaxed breathing for 5 minutes. Those wishing for more of a spiritual twist will find endless opportunities. In our modern day, we can leverage technology